This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson, 19 and growing. That's the number of known wolf packs living in our state, 16 of them in four counties along the Canadian border. House Bill 1872 would remove gray wolves from the Endangered Species Act, but just in those counties where residents worry the number of attacks on livestock will rise as the number of packs grows.
What this would do, I think, is take the first step toward how are we going to handle wolves when they're delisted statewide. It makes sense to me to do it in a small area and we can find what works, find out what doesn't, we'll make mistakes. But it would be better to me to fine-tune that new status on four counties rather than the whole state, and hopefully we'll get it right. And then when the state's ready to delist, they'll have a model.
Representative Joel Kretz believes his district is willing to work with environmentalists.
I understand their concerns. I think that we've got to figure out something that works, though, because we've got one small area that's disproportionately impacted, and it's a hot issue up there, and I think they've got interest in solving it. You know, I'm looking for a balanced approach on this thing, and I don't know what exactly it looks like. I mean, that's going to be subject to negotiations. I'll be meeting with some of those folks. If they've got ideas, you know, I'm really open to them. But we do need to take this seriously, that we've got to do something in these areas that have been pretty well overrun.
Kretz thinks there will be a lot of back and forth on this bill before one version is eventually passed.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.